Most small businesses and entrepreneurs today cannot expand or hire without access to the money they need for project development, sales, and marketing. So listeners have been asking me to explain the difference between traditional venture capital for startups and crowdfunding for anything, including startups. Welcome to Startup American News Crowdfunding Success Stories. I'm your host, Mike Hayes. The easiest distinction to make is accessibility to the money. Venture capital and crowdfunding are in many ways as far apart from each other as crowdfunding and street panhandling are to each other. Perfectly respectable small business owners are asking the public's help for smaller amounts of money from a larger crowd as seed capital for development, making the product, and market expansion, which in many ways is to be as expected as even Donald Trump seeking new money for his next project. The problem, however, is most entrepreneurs are simply not like Trump. Unlike crowdfunding, venture capital has severe restrictions imposed on those seeking it by the SEC and requires you to source only from wealthy, qualified investors, which simply puts it out of reach of the vast majority of small business owners who need money. I think it's important to understand that there are a variety of types of crowdfunding. Donations, debt, and equity are among them. The most popular type of crowdfunding today is to ask the public for donations in exchange for rewards or pre-selling products through crowdfunding, which is the type I'm talking about today. Accounting firm Deloitte predicts that crowdfunding portals will raise $3 billion, double the $1.5 billion raised in 2011. Indeed, crowdfunding could help more startups establish proof of concepts and secure their first paying customer. And speaking of gaining proof of concept and first paying customers, let me introduce you to another news-making crowdfunding success story that was created by pre-selling a little technology product called Stick and Save. Here's Ranjini Mukhopadhyay to explain.
The background of Stick and Find is that they were able to raise the $930,000 on Indiegogo, which is a crowdfunding platform. And they released actually two other products as well, which is called Meterplug and Blue Tracker. And so they're raising money on Indiegogo for those products as well. They first pursued Kickstarter, and they were rejected by Kickstarter, and then they went to Indiegogo and raised nearly $1 million there.
Well, tell me a little bit about that process. How did that come about?
When you go to Indiegogo, you have options of funding a project, and there's a lot of different types of projects on Indiegogo. There's no limitation. Some of them are personal. Some of them are technical. Some of them are people needing help starting a new business. But Indiegogo, Stick and Find falls into the kind of gadget category. So there are three options. You can fund them in several different ways. But when you're funding them, basically you're giving them early capital so that they can go into production. So they were able to go into production in December because of all the money they raised on Indiegogo. So the people who contributed money on Indiegogo, they are the ones that are going to get the first product when it comes out in March. If you look at any successful Indiegogo campaign, there's always a video. And that's really to appeal to the consumer and really explain to them, you know, why they should be funding the project and giving them an overview of what the project can do. You can always look at a picture, but for a project like Stick and Find, it's really nice to see it in action.
We are committed to listening to the small business and crowdfunding community. Do you have a question about crowdfunding? I'd love to hear it. Hey, it may even end up being a question in our next newscast. Helping people monetize their content, products, and startups is what we do here at Startup American News. You can email me, mike@startupamericannews.org. That's startupamericannews.org. or go to our website of the same name, startupamericannews.org. I'm Mike Hayes. Thanks for joining us.